வணக்கம் அகிலன்.
Hello, brother. How are you?
கேட் முதலில் உங்களது பின்னணி பற்றி சொல்லுங்களேன் அகிலன்.
I was born in Bahrain. I grew up in Australia. We moved to Australia when we were 2 years old, with a Sri Lankan Tamil background. I grew up in Penrith area. Now I play for the Manly cricket team.
உங்களுக்கு இந்த கிரிக்கெட் விளையாட்டில் எப்படி ஆர்வம் வந்தது?
I used to go to my dad's games when I was a kid. Every time my dad played cricket, I always wanted to go. And every time I went to his game, I just wanted him and his players just to bowl at me. And yeah, I just had a passion for cricket since I was apparently when I was about 3 years old. And I first started playing competitive cricket when I was 5 years old. Yeah, it's all really to my dad. And my grandma used to bowl at me in the house, you know, just growing up, and she used to look after me as well.
இங்கு ஆஸ்திரேலியாவிலே பல விளையாட்டுகள் இருக்கின்றன. நீங்கள் எதற்காக கிரிக்கெட்டை தேர்வு செய்தீர்கள்?
I chose cricket. It's really it just happened naturally. I didn't really plan or set goals when I was young, with cricket aspirations. I just knew my performance got me there, and ever since I was 10 years old, I was always part of a rep side, and then I came to Emerging Blues, and it was just kept on going. It's kept on getting better and better. I really never set my ambitions to play cricket professionally until I was about, I think, 16. And then after I was 16, I was like, I believed I was good enough. And at 17 years old, I got picked for the Australian Under-19s World Cup squad in 2004. And that's when I really set the benchmark. Like, this one, I want to do this, my passion, and I want to follow my dreams in cricket. And it allowed me to do that because my dad, my mom, pretty much my family, just they really believed in my talents as well. So, and they really supported me. If they knew I want to play cricket, they really they backed me up as well. So that was good support from them, and just the self-belief to get there.
அகிலன், நீங்கள் ஆஸ்திரேலியன் டீம் அண்டர் 19 மற்றும் நியூ சவுத் வேல்ஸ் மாநில டீம் அண்டர் 19 ஆகியவற்றில் விளையாடி இருக்கின்றீர்கள். அந்த அனுபவங்களை எம்முடன் பகிர்ந்து கொள்ளுங்களேன்.
Probably the best experience probably till now, like just my experience in Aussie 19s team, Australian under 19s team. We toured Bangladesh for the Youth World Cup, and it was just another experience for itself, just learning the culture and just being part of that world in a third world country. You're very grateful to be brought up in Australia, and like you said, all the opportunities you have, and we visit a lot of communities in Bangladesh and did a lot of charity work. You know, it's good to give back to the communities, and through cricket you can do that as well. So, and help others as well, like and inspire others. That's mine.
கிரிக்கெட் விளையாட்டிலே உங்களுக்கு முன்மாதிரி அல்லது இன்ஸ்பிரேஷன் என்று கேட்டால் யாரை கூறுவீர்கள்?
My inspiration in cricket will date back to when I was growing up. I remember I used to follow the Sri Lankan cricket team after they won the Cricket World Cup in 96. That really, and then I met Aravinda De Silva, and just from there, I think him and Chiminder Vass growing up, really that was my heroes in the 90s. And then later on we came Kumar Sangakkara, just because I'm left-handed as well. I'm a left-handed batsman, and his style, like I'm not really try to copy that, but it's just I know how hard he works, just through people, my contacts, is how he trains, and yeah, you look up to guys like that.
தற்போது ஆஸ்திரேலியாவில் பிரபல கிரிக்கெட் ஆட்டக்காரர்களுள் ஒருவரான டேவிட் வார்னர், அவருடன் நீங்கள் ஒரே அணியில் விளையாடி இருக்கிறீர்கள். அந்த அனுபவம் எப்படி?
With David Warner, I've grown up with him. I've known him since I was 15 years old. Even from the junior squads up, he was in my NSL 17s and NSL 19s team, and a couple of future league games for New South Wales in the past. So yeah, I've known him for a long time, and I've played great cricket with him as well. When I had one season at Eastern Suburbs, he was playing with us, and at the time he just made his debut for Australia, so it was good to be around his presence when he made his debut, because we were playing with him at the time as well. and he's, you know, he's really, he says what he wants, and he's a very straight up guy, and you know, that's what he like as well. So yeah, I get along with him very well.
அணிக்காக வீரர்களை தெரிவு செய்யும் முறை, செலெக்ஷன் ப்ரோசஸ், அதை பற்றி சொல்லுங்களேன். அத்துடன் அதில் இனப்பாகுபாடு இருப்பதாக சிலர் குறைப்பட்டுக் கொள்கிறார்கள். What's your opinion in the selection?
My opinion, I don't think there's any racism involved. What I've experienced, it's more favoritism, just little things like that. But the selection process dates back when I was through the rep system when I was 14, 15. I played Green Shield, under 16 Green Shield team. And from that, you go into the senior grade cricket, and I started playing fourth grade when I was 14 years old. And I worked my way up as, you know, I got older, and I made my first grade debut when I was 17 years old. So the selection process is through grade cricket. You work your way up from the first grade, and you keep working your way up until you get to first grade. And once you get to first grade, it's your performance on the board again, and that's when the initial selectors and Big Bash selectors look at you as well. And you know, if you perform, you definitely get an opportunity. It's and then once you get into the system, it's yeah, it's how much, you know, your work ethic and you know, your skills with your communication with them, just to prove to them you're good enough, and it's up to them after that.
அகிலன், வருங்காலத்தில் என்ன செய்வதாக உத்தேசித்திருக்கின்றீர்கள்? அதாவது கிரிக்கெட்டில் நீங்கள் முழு நேரமாக ஈடுபட போகின்றீர்களா, அல்லது கிரிக்கெட் விளையாட்டை ஒரு பகுதி நேரமாக வைத்துக் கொள்ள போகின்றீர்களா?
I've thought about this. It's just one of those difficult questions, and like, you know, if I want to become an Australian cricketer, it's a very slim chance. But to be honest, like, I'm still chasing that dream, and there's always a backup. You know, I want to pursue a health career job, like become a like dietitian, nutritionist. I'm looking to study in those fields. I just anything in the fitness field, I'm really, you know, enjoy as well. Whatever you enjoy, you want to do. So you know, I'm looking to that, and also I'm gonna, you know, train. I'm still gonna train really hard just to become a professional athlete in cricket. And right now, since the Sydney Thunder have asked me to join their squad, I'm going to train to another level now. I know my foot is in the door now, and they all know me now. So just now, I just need to cement that spot in the squad, and that's probably my resolution for next year. Become a professional cricketer, and that's, you know, chase that dream still.
உங்களுடைய கனவு மெய்ப்பட உங்களை வாழ்த்துகிறோம் அகிலன்.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, hopefully you'll hear from me a lot more. So, fingers crossed. Thanks, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.